Shit. Oh, man. That's so funny. You guys missed the first intro that I tried recording. So I'm going to try to recreate that for you. So it goes like this. Oh, mama, I'm scared for the lion and locker of the law. Oh, daddy, he's soft, he's nothing, they can't hit on it all. Oh, mama. And then I did something earlier. Okay, so I'm a little bit loopy. So anyway, this is the intro to the new podcast that you're listening to right now, the Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast. And you know what? You could follow us, or you could be friends with us on Facebook, and you could draw pictures of us, or what you think we look like when you're listening to us in your ears, when you're at work, or you're driving down the street, and you could draw pictures of us. Not while you're driving, though, because that is so unsafe. So you could do that on Facebook. Or you go to Twitter, and you can follow the Pumpkin Pie Fcast, at Pumpkin Pie Fcast. Or you can do just Jeremy by himself. You can follow his Create01 page on Twitter. It's at Create01, C-R-E-801. You know, it's a good fucking thing to do, because he's always giving money to the charities and the little starving children, or whatever he decides to do at that time and moment that you give him your money. Or you can go see Victims Willing play. Is it Victims Willing playing whenever they're playing? You can buy their albums. You can give them money. You can buy their stickers and buy their t-shirts. Jeez, dude. Anyway, so all that stuff is available to you if you just get on the computer. That's right, kids. Buy a computer. Tell your mom and dad to buy you a computer, and you will have a good life. Anyway, here's the podcast. Good day.
Contains adult language and some adult contemporary music. Please enjoy the show. Here are your favorite pie boys, Adam, Jeremy, and Brad. Thanks for watching. Ha ha ha.
One down, they buy you.
So this is the first time we're recording today for a long time. It's been since, what, before Christmas? Yeah. Or right after Christmas, I think.
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a fucking long while. It's a whole new year.
Yep.
Everything, the Mayan calendar exploded, everyone, and we all reincarnated back as fags. So now... So now we don't have to worry about procreation. I mean,
holy shit.
So, yeah, that happened. And the survivors are the only ones that know about that shit.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are still in the closet, so it's fine. It's fine. But anyway, whew.
Why you don't do this thing by yourself is a mystery to me. Sorry, folks. It's just me and Adam.
Yep. So. Brad is busy again. Mm. And
we're too lazy to find a guest.
Mm-hmm. We are. But speaking of guests, we were on I Am Salt Lake the last couple of weeks as guests on his podcast.
Yeah.
Which is
IamSaltLake.com.
You can find it on iTunes or
Stitcher
or Google. If you fucking just get off your ass and Google something.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I don't got to be like www.fuckinglookupyourownshit.com on Google.
Jerks.
But anyway, we were on there, and it was fucking way fun. We talked about Create a One. We talked about this podcast. We talked about R. Kelly pissing on people. Yeah. And
yeah, check it out. It was a pretty fun episode.
Yeah. When is it coming out anyway? Do you know?
I don't know.
Probably closer to the Create a One show, which is March 2nd.
He posts twice a week.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know which.
But listen to all of his podcasts. They're fucking cool. He does a really good job. He's a busy dude, and he actually cares what his podcast sounds like opposed to ours.
Yes.
And I don't think he tries to offend as many people as I do, huh? yeah, it was way fun, dude. We talked about Lakota Quest again.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's our made-up black metal band.
Which will be...
Sludge metal?
Sludge metal. Sludge? Oh, let's just make something fucking up, dude.
No, sludge is a real thing.
Is it really? Yeah. What is a sludge metal?
I think like Mastodon, which we were just talking about.
Oh, so their talent? I don't want Liquidicos to be like cool sounding, though. You know what I mean? I want them to sound like, you know, that really... oh, man, like that old shit where they're fucking doing all their... They don't have amps. They're playing out of reverse microphones. Does that make sense? Where it's really tinny and high and sounds just garbagey.
Yeah.
That's what I want Liquidicus to sound like, I think.
Yeah.
And I want their makeup to be the black and white makeup, you know? But maybe like, I don't know. I'll have to think of something that's funny. I don't want them to look like Juggalos.
No.
And I don't want them to look like other traditional death metal bands. But this is a goal of mine.
Yeah.
And now that the Pope's retired, I'm just going to try to fucking... Everything that happened in this last year, I'm just going to try to bust it in this one conversation about Liquidicus. So right. Now that the Pope retired...
Now we're only 7 minutes into it now.
Seven. Oh, almost we're almost eight. We're about 7:55 and some Speedles. Do you remember talking about Speedles?
Speedles?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What are Speedles?
They're smaller than seconds. We made it up one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're like 14 minutes, 32 seconds, and 22 Speedles.
There's got to be a punk band.
Called the Speedles?
Yeah. Cover band?
Yeah, there Beatles. Should be, huh? Yeah. Speedles with an A? Yeah. A flying fucking anarchist. A flying pumpkin pie in the fucking sky, dog.
With diamonds.
No, because that's what John Lennon's thing was they said, how do you come up with the Beatles? And he said, I had a dream. There was a flying pie. A burning pie in the sky. And it said, you'll be the Beatles. You'll be called Beatles with an A and something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that shit? Uh-uh. He's a fucking dude, aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aliens is the answer for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the real Jesus.
Yeah.
They had beards as well. They were grays with big almond-shaped eyes.
Little granny glasses.
Little granny glasses, sandals, and beards.
Cool.
And loincloths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Swear to E.T. Swear to Mac.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Mac and Me lately?
No, it's on Netflix, though, huh? Yeah. I was going to gorge myself an ice cream and watch it while I'm hallucinating in sugar.
Garbage Pail Kids is on there, too.
I actually own the Garbage Pail
Kids. Oh, you do?
Yeah, well... I had mentioned to somebody that I liked that show in 1983 or whenever the fuck it came out.
Right.
And they made me a copy of it. And I was like, okay, thanks. Dude, I'll never watch this shit.
Have you watched it?
I mean, I think the last time I watched it was in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Maybe early 2000s.
I tried to watch it the other day.
It's garbage, huh?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's Garbage Pail Kids.
My favorite part, though, is when the main kid was getting bullied, and they're all the gang of misfits was all beating up on him in that antique shop.
Oh yeah,
and he spins a basketball on his finger, and one of the bullies is all, "Huh?" And then he like runs off.
Yeah,
you know, just like, whoa, that's way too cartoony.
That's funny shit.
But I guess it was based off a trading card, so
yeah,
could be as dumb as it could. As it
how do you write a story around trading cards?
Did you ever watch Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends in the 80s?
I did. I watched the shit out of that with Firestarter and Iceman.
Iceman. Yeah, my little boy is, my two-year-old is addicted to that show.
What channel does it come on?
It's on Netflix.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still watching that.
Yeah.
Because I fucking love that shit. Because then Hulk was on right after that, right?
Probably.
Because remember, it was like a twofer. It was like a fifth, I don't know if it was like a half hour, probably only a half hour.
Yeah,
but it was,
it's like 20 minutes.
Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, and then after that it was The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking cool, dude. I'm watching that for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I seen
the Red Skull episode was all like hella Nazi'd out. I don't know, it was pretty interesting to watch like a cartoon's take on, you know, Nazism and shit.
Well, I mean, that's the character.
Right, right. But, I mean, they didn't do that in the movie, the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Nazi.
No, he's not a Nazi. But
they didn't have, like, swastikas and shit, but in the cartoon.
They had swastikas?
And they're talking about Hitler. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Wow. That's fucking cool. Not really. I mean like, I'm not a supporter of fucking Nazis.
Right.
Hitler's not my friend, bro. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. Everything, you get away with fucking a lot more, way more shit back then, though.
Yeah.
You cruise around in the fucking back of a pickup with a rope for a seatbelt back then.
I was following a couple the other day that was in back of a pickup.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking, man, you never see that.
Man, I miss that.
I don't miss it, but especially this time of year.
No, fuck no.
But you never see it anymore.
Well, I remember, like, even in this time of year, I remember, I think we did it for Scouts.
Uh-huh.
Our Scoutmaster had a bunch of us Boy Scouts or whatever in the back of his truck, and we had made, like, a fucking shitload of snowballs and just had them in the back of the truck with us.
Uh-huh.
And just cruised down the fucking streets throwing snowballs at, like,
oh, really?
Old ladies and fucking were like, ha-ha, fuck you, bitch! Weeblows or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Not Weeblows, because I didn't make it that high, but yeah, wolf! Wolf! I got my wolf patch! I don't know what it... But, I mean, we were all in the back of the truck.
Huh.
Sleigh riding on, like... man, I think... Somebody brought a fucking, like, a stove door.
Mm-hmm.
I think we sleigh-rided on that. Sleigh-rid? Would it be sleigh-rid?
Sleigh-road.
Sleigh-road?
I don't know. Hmm. We went sledding.
We went sledding on this lid of a door.
Yeah.
I mean, a door of a stove. Or a range, if you will.
Yeah.
On this road of sleigh. Anyway, just, like, it was nutty, you know? We had fucking grit. The grill thing that goes in the stove, you know, that separates, you can fucking put it in the middle of the oven or whatever. Rode that one time. Big old ice blocks down the fucking... What am I getting at, Jeremy? What the fuck is the moral of my story?
I don't know. I don't even remember
How'd you even start it out?
talking about sitting in the back of trucks.
Yeah, no, but what the fuck brought that on?
I don't know.
Watching Spider-Man and Friends?
I guess.
Hmm. Huh. Oh, getting away with it. All right, I got it. Are you all listening and following along with this?
Yeah.
You could turn your page when you heard the chime.
Ting.
Speaking of ting.
Yeah.
And those books, I had the original Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby.
Yeah, I had that on record.
Yeah.
On vinyl. Ooh.
Oh, yours was vinyl? Mine was, remember the little orange, I mean, red cassettes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll remake that.
They have.
Are you shitting me?
Uh-uh. I'm not shitting you.
So what is it called now?
It's Br'er Rabbit, and it's like Danny Glover, Nick Cannon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's everybody, like every black person. I mean, pretty much. Like Tone Loc and shit. No, really? I don't know if it's Tone Loc, but yeah. Yeah, I watched that with my
It's son a musical
too.
Or what?
No, it's just a cartoon. And it just tells all the different Brer Rabbit stories.
Huh. Yeah. But it's not called Tar Baby anymore, I guess, huh?
I don't know. I think they still tell that story too.
Really? Oh, so there's that's not the only story? That's not the main story?
No, there's a bunch of different ones. There's like one where he's like floating in space and shit, and he's made out of stars.
No, there's fucking not. Is that an original one, or is that a redone one?
No, I guess the point of it is to keep the original stories alive, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Let me pull it up on Netflix.
Oh, it was on Netflix too?
Yeah, because it had an explanation with it. I don't know. It's pretty shitty.
Right.
Nick Cannon played the rabbit.
Is it live action, or are they just
no,
their
it's
voices?
Their voices, yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, this is taking a lot of time.
Was Chris Brown in it?
Probably, dude. Probably.
Alright, that's good. Was Drake in it? Dracula? Drakenstein, as you call him?
Yeah.
Was he in it? Was he really?
No, he wasn't.
Please tell me you're...
He was.
Please tell me you're telling the truth.
I'm not telling anything. Let's see. Brer. How do you even spell that?
With a B. There has been a lot of conspiracy about you and I being in love still.
Well, we came back as facts, right?
Oh man, still
whose theories are these?
Oh, just you know, they
yeah.
them big yeah. brother and all that shit. So I went and got a new tattoo the other day.
Oh, you did?
Sergio Renault. So
do
yeah.
tell,
do tell
for the first time.
it was awesome. It's so I had that little martini glass on my forearm.
Right.
And I got that covered up because it looked like a goblet of garbage.
Yeah.
And I put an owl on there. Pretty colorful owl.
Yeah.
Turned out really fucking good, dude. And I'm very pleased with old Sergio, who will be at your Create 01 project.
Dude, that healed quickly.
Oh, it's not. It's just 2 days, dude. It's still tight. And
yeah.
It'll start scabbing here probably okay. tomorrow.
It looks so nice.
It does. You know what the fucking shittiest thing about tattoos? I think I'm a hairier guy.
Right.
So when you shave it down
yeah.
and then you're putting the lotion on, like all your little stubble is yeah. like going against the... It like catches shirts. It catches your blanket.
Yeah.
And it just pulls your stretched skin already because it's swollen, you know? It's just a pain in the ass, bro.
Yeah.
But it turned out really good. I dig it.
Yeah, now you need to get all your other stuff touched up.
I know, huh? It's so fucking bright, but I'm sure it'll dull out once the hair is there.
Get this shit touched up, dude. Dang, tell what colors. Or I need to get this covered up, probably.
Covered up?
The Sacred Heart?
Yeah, why you cover that up?
It's a symbol of child molestation.
Is that what the symbol is now?
I don't know. Isn't that like... The Catholic symbol? The Sacred Heart?
It's a Mexican symbol, too, I'm sure.
Right. I would just, like, change it a little bit.
Plus, I'm sure devil worshippers have done that to real hearts, like gutted people.
Yeah.
So
I wonder where this came from.
Have pride in that, Jeremy.
Okay. I will.
You know, psychos, like, I don't know. Name a psycho. Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm sure when he was brutally killing animals, he pulled their hearts out, put thorns around them, lit them on fire, and then...
Stuck across
on top.
Huh.
He took a snapped a little Polaroid.
Maybe.
And was like,
yeah. So this is supposed to make me feel better about
having
this?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not about popes anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're almost at 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't have any guests today because we're lazy as fuck.
Mm.
But are we still going to try to get... Losi in here?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So we can talk
Duke
about
can talk.
He can talk about his charities.
Yeah.
That we're gonna that's what you're doing for the Create 01.
Right.
March 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
is
Cocopelli Coffee, 3955 South Highland Drive.
Mm-hmm. When you go in, tell JLJ hi. Smack him on the booty. Pinch his little bunskies. Just kidding, don't you? Probably get sued. But you can eyeball his ass, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Is that against the law?
Yeah, probably.
Is it? Probably. Eyeballing an ass?
I'm sure. If you sit there and just stare.
Well, I mean, don't get caught. Don't stare. Just eyeball it real quick.
Eyeball it real quick? I think you're all right.
Because isn't there the rule of staring longer than something?
Probably.
I'm not sure. I've never stared at anything or anyone before. Just kind of eyeball shit every once in a while.
No. Like, do you have a mad dog?
That motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Constantly. No. Dude. Word.
Who are we listening to here?
This is a local band. Old local band. Cave Doll.
Cave Doll?
Mm-hmm. Dude is now in his Camden. I can't remember his last name. He's now in Suicycles.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Terrence from Counterpoint was in this band at one point. Cave Doll. I don't know.
Hmm.
Good band. Really good band.
Terrence has been in, like, everything, right?
Yes. Yes, he has. He was also... He was actually in some of our bands.
Oh, really?
That we didn't know it. No, he was never.
Oh.
I just because he's every band. All
gotcha.
Bands.
Gotcha.
Is that a bad joke?
That's pretty bad.
So, I heard you went to... what's that fucking exercise shit called?
CrossFit.
Yeah, CrossFit. So what kind of stuff do they have you do? It's mostly all body weight shit, right?
Mostly. Well, not really.
No?
But, I don't know, you'd be doing squats with, like, medicine balls, like, throwing them up and catching them. A lot of, like, pull-ups. A
lot of jumping, huh?
A lot of, like, the kettlebell swings. It's a lot of, like, repetition.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy. Like, push-ups standing on your head.
Oh, yeah, up against the wall and shit.
Yeah. Have you done those before?
I used to do them when I was a kid, when I was fit.
Yeah.
I did them with my fucking fingertips.
You did?
A couple times, yeah.
Wow.
That shit's fucking hard as fuck,
dude.
They had
you, like, so you do, like, nine deadlifts.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see, right after that, then you do the push-ups where you go all the way down to the ground,
mm-hmm.
lift up your hands like that, and then... You know, so you do like 15 of those, and then they had like a box like up here that you had to jump
mm-hmm.
up on, and then like straighten your body and go back down. You had to do that like 20 times, just as many reps as you could do.
Wow,
I was so sore right like on my legs
uh-huh.
from jumping on that box.
See, you know what? I was reading some dude from the Denver Broncos, I think, did this workout where it was. Similar to so what it basically was they watch kids play in a regular house and shit
mm-hmm.
and they see how physical and how much work they have to physically do to get like on the couch
oh yeah yeah
into one on one side or whatever so what they did was they built a big ass living room or something like that to the same scale as a little kid would
yeah.
so it's big.
Uh-huh.
So this dude is like getting up on the fucking couch and like trying to play as long as a kid would. He said that fucking that shit almost fucking killed him, dude.
Wow.
And it was like the best workout he's ever had in his
yeah.
life. And he's never felt better and shit.
That's crazy.
So if you watch your little kid and you kind of like size up something else that is
yeah.
maybe, you know, like the size to him to your couch or
right.
to couch or whatever. And just jump up on that fucking shit constantly.
Huh.
Supposedly it'll...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had to walk outside yesterday.
And just take a breather?
I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see, because I drive by every time I come home from work, there's one over here at the Daybreak area.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And on my way home, I see them. And, dude, I see a lot of people just, like, doing that fucking dry heavy, like, like hands on hips.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is danger, you know? But I see him running I see kettlebells. I see a lot of pull-ups, those boxes and stuff, a lot of medicine ball stuff, a lot of running,
yeah.
and a lot of, like, frog jumps with mm-hmm. their fucking knees out and up high.
Yeah.
And they look beat, dude. They
yeah.
look really beat. But they got a lot of weights there, too. They're doing, like, squats and
yeah.
deadlifts. But you get this whole month, or is it... Did you
four
just,
weeks.
4 weeks. So you just started this
yeah.
week, or
this week. Yeah.
This week? Mm-hmm. You sore as shit? Or?
Not as bad today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a little, my butt's a little sore.
Mm-hmm. That was my fault. Yeah. Thanks, Mayans.
But I went Monday, dude, and my legs were so sore from jumping on those boxes like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think my... I ever get back. No, when workout.
When's right. when do you jump, dude? As an adult, like never, when do you fucking
ever,
jump?
Ever. So yeah, like Wednesday or Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I still went to the gym like an idiot. But you know,
yeah,
I was fucking sore.
Oh, I bet.
The most sore I've ever been in my life. Dude. Wow. But today I feel pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
But it was a good sore, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not the flu sore.
Oh,
I hate that sore.
That shit fucking blows. Yeah, that shit's cool. You know, I think if you just did... Like, I bet you if I fucking... The reason I was so fit when I was a kid is because all I wanted to do was run and jump off things.
Yeah.
Or jump over things.
Yeah.
If I just continue jumping over things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just, every once in a while, if you climb a tree and hang... You know what I mean?
Right.
Just do shit you used to do when you were a kid.
Don't I bet step you, on cracks.
Yeah. Like, I bet you would be like way happier because you're just like free spirited. Yeah. Plus way in better shape, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it reminded me of that because I was at work the other day and I sit for 12 fucking hours, dude, in the right. seat. And I was just like, oh my God, somebody kill me. I'm thinking about, you know, I can't wait to get out of here and the clock is going slow. And I look up and there's these bars.
Uh-huh.
And I was all, dude, I'm going to fucking hang on that shit.
Yeah.
So I went and hung on there, and I just sat there and hung right. while my equipment is doing its thing. And I was just hanging there until my hands started to hurt really uh-huh. bad, you know? So I got down and I put on some gloves and went back up and started hanging again. Dude, that night went by so fast, dude.
You just kept hanging?
I was just hanging.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just like, dude, I haven't hung from something.
Right.
Because, you know, we used to climb trees and just fucking hang. But it was a good night. Like, it ended up being a good night. I was like, man, this is great.
Huh.
Hanging. Like That's a fucking cool. monkey, dude.
Your parents used to have those, that bar, too.
Where you yeah, put that on gravity those, bar. The gravity boots. Mm-hmm.
And hang upside down. I heard that's really good on your back. Is that why they had it?
Yeah, it's the same as, like, those inversion tables.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what it does is it separates your discs and lets them... Because you're constantly this way.
Right.
So if you turn upside down, that's why Batman does it and shit, too. Because he's got a bad back, dude.
Oh, yeah. Because Bane broke it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Better buy some conversion tables. And gravity boots. But, yeah, I remember, like, getting... My mom and dad would leave.
Uh-huh.
And it was like you had your phone with the long ass cord,
right?
Because you had a wall phone, home right. phone for
a landline.
Adam. Landline yeah. is what they were called back in the day, and you had to click and call the operator and ask her for 443. Give me the 443. And I had the long cord, mm-hmm. and I was hanging on the gravity boots, and I was drunk as shit, and I was just swinging.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there?
I think so.
Well, I did it like all the time.
Yeah.
But I would just swing.
We were watching like Kiss videos.
Yeah. Just swing like to where you're fucking horizontal each swing, you know?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Just in a doorway.
Oh. I smelt some alcohol last night and I could have fucking puked.
Really?
Dude. Some lime Captain Morgan.
Ooh.
Oh.
See, and I'd still be the same way with tequila or vodka. Tequila, dude, even when I was drinking heavily. Mm. I would smell, not all tequila, just like fucking Jose Cuervo. I would just like go in any restaurant, you know,
right?
And people think that's good tequila and it's fucking not.
See, I think all tequila is shit tequila, even like the Patron and all that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it all tastes like shit.
Well, I mean, if you don't like tequila, but I mean, I'm saying like Jose Cuervo is not good quality
no.
tequila. But if I smell it, dude. Even when I was drinking heavily, dude, it was like get the fucking salivation and
yeah,
just like fucking gross.
But
I mean, we abused the fuck out of tequila when we were kids,
right?
When you bought that that bottle of mezcal and you were fucking pounding it, waiting for that worm, and it just bounced on your lips like three times. Oh, man, so funny. And then you bit it in half, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were behind a Mormon church, right? The seminary building.
At the seminary building, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
And I think we were catching praying mantises, too, at the same time. Lizards or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm sure.
It's like we're old enough to drink, but we still had to go like bug hunting and shit.
I'm sure my girlfriend liked that at the time.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I remember her being there too.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember her there that time. I remember meeting up with her later.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Or her being there later or something. Because I think we went to a party, or you had a show, or we were going camping or something.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know, yeah, all those fucking memories just bleed into it.
Right.
Like, I can make one night be the most amazing night, and it's like several weeks, several months of things.
And then we did this, and we did this.
And for some reason, I was wearing different clothes and had a different haircut, but then... Yep. No. Crazy shit. So, yeah.
The other day,
mm-hmm.
I was at the dentist for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For the length of Rocky Balboa. And you know how they have you lean back like that? They were just like way behind or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just watching the movie.
Oh, up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole back thing just reminded me of this.
Oh.
And then when it was finally time for me to go, dude, I got lightheaded as a motherfucker, but it didn't, like, go away.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was, like, stumbling out of there, and then I got to my car, and I was like, dude, I don't think I should be driving right now, because right. I was so fucking lightheaded from just being, like,
yeah,
leaned back.
I did that the other day. I was sick, like, a couple weeks ago, and I was coughing, and I fucking... coughed like blood vessels, you know, when you cough and you see stars and shit, you're all hard
where it hurts your testicles,
yeah.
I hate
your
that.
Stomach and actually my balls hurt all fucking day that day, but I saw stars and it was the same as when you're gonna fucking pass out,
right?
Like when you see the stars and you hear the wow wow wow.
And how long was I out?
Yeah, and I was just sitting there, and I'm in the shower, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fucking wobbling around all fucking naked, and I was like, dude, if I, like, pass out, I'm fucking going down hard, you know? I'm heavier now. It's porcelain everywhere. So I'm, like, trying to fucking balance myself to where, like, I'm, like, closer to the ground and shit. Dude, it was fucking fucked up.
Jesus. Sucks getting old, dude.
Yeah.
You can't just, like... get lightheaded and be like, oh, okay.
Or be like, fuck, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the day, I'd have been like, oh, I'm so glad I'm sick today. Because I just got fucked up.
For free.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go drink a fucking shitload of Dayquil and be all loopy all day.
Yeah. We were friends with this one kid. You remember him?
Uh-huh.
And we were all passing each other out in chop class.
Uh-huh.
And he fucking, boom, he hit his head. So hard.
Uh-huh.
And he was never the same after that, dude.
Oh, really?
I think it permanently fucked him up.
Well, I remember doing it in junior high, being middle school or whatever,
mm-hmm.
after I just said the name of the school. And in the locker room, in the gym.
Right.
And this dude fucking, right when he passed out, you know, the locker, fucking the dials for your locker, for your combination, his fucking eyeball hit that, like, it centered. And we all just sit there and watch him fucking timber like a fucking tree in the forest, you know? Like, fucking, he's like, starts spitting, and we all let go and just watch him as he falls, like, straight right into the locker in his eye. And then he's all convulsing and shit, and we're all fucking, wow. I hope he wakes up, you know?
Right.
And then he wakes up, and he's like, that's the greatest.
You remember when we passed out?
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys better catch us. We're like, dude, we're solid. We'll catch you. And he starts going down, and both me and you just back the fuck away, and bam!
Well, the thing is the guy, he couldn't pass out either. So it took
both of us.
So I had my hands on his throat, and you were pushing on the back of my shoulders. So
the idea was you'd breathe really hard. You'd bend down and breathe really hard.
Yeah, so listen up right now, it's kids.
Yeah. Hopefully no kids are going to be doing this, but this is what
we did for fun in a small town. This is what John Mellencamp always fucking wrote about.
So you'd breathe really hard, come up really fast, and then somebody would choke you.
Yeah. So block was it? I don't know if it's the blood flow or the oxygen going into your brain. I seriously horrible, don't know. Dude. I seriously don't know which it is.
That's but why I just we're remember such being idiots.
And then you just see stars. You got some fucking douchebag's hands around your neck. You see stars and you pass out. So we're passing out our buddy. It took two of us. I think it actually took three of us because I think my brother was there too.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's finally going down. And we all let go because we were so, like, shocked and amazed that we got him passed out. Because we had tried previous, you know.
Right.
And do you remember before he hit the ground, he went up against the brick wall on his face. He, like, skimmed the brick, oh, like, all the bricks.
I remember that part.
Down from his, like, eyebrow up to his fucking, like, his widow's peak and shit, dude.
Well, I remember him wearing, like, dark shades for, like, a week after that. So, yeah, that makes total sense. Did he have a black eye? Or
Yeah. He had a black eye, and I think his jaw from when he hit the ground.
God.
But then he was just convulsing like a fucking fish out of water and spitting, and that he was having his fucking seizure. That's what it is. Yeah, you're having a seizure. Right. But man, I remember one time you guys passed me out, and we were in the park bathroom, and I opened my eyes, and you guys were all laughing at me, and my head hurt so bad. And I was like, what the fuck? And you tell me, you were underneath the sink hitting your head on the P-trap.
Jesus Christ.
With my temple just bam, bam, sideways. And then, you know, not to mention laying on the fucking, on a bathroom floor.
It's just horrible, dude. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
fucked
up. How
much brain damage do you think we did?
Oh, a lot, bro. A lot. I was a fucking philosophical genius back then.
You were working on the flux capacitor and shit.
Really, I mean, I had a fucking... There was a revolution to fight, you know?
Right.
There was all kinds of shit. I had fucking... hope.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you'd never know.
And it's funny, too, because, like, at the time, like, you do stuff, you know, like certain drugs or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, I will never... Like, you think it opens your mind. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But, you know, you're like, oh, my God, I would have never have noticed that. Because, like, for example, like, I never noticed... the clouds and stuff until I did like hallucinogens.
Mm.
And then like from that day on, I was just like, holy fuck, look at those clouds, dude. Look at the sunrise. And you know, and you probably would have noticed it later in life.
Probably.
But I mean, on fucking shit like that, dude, it's like, whoa.
See, I didn't really notice the mountains until I started like traveling and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, those are beautiful.
Oh yeah. Especially when you don't have them to help you know direction and shit.
They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because if you grow up with them around you,
mm-hmm.
you just think it's normal.
Right.
You don't really notice how amazing they are.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Just like if we grew up on the ocean, dude, you know.
Yeah.
Like I when I first seen the ocean, I stared out into emptiness for hours, dude. Just was like, holy fuck, I'm so small. Like I felt so small. And it was so comforting, you know, because it was just like, I'm so minuscule and all of my problems don't mean dick to anyone else, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck worrying about a lot of shit, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what got, but like, if you were always at the ocean, that wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't have got that from that moment, you know?
Right. I remember.
You might have with the mountains.
Flying back from Hawaii, and like it was an overnight flight, you know, and like waking up as the sun's rising, and I just had my iPod on like shuffle, and All Things Must Pass by George Harrison came on.
Oh yeah,
I was just looking outside the window, like you know, it was like a hallucinogenic experience.
Oh yeah,
like an acid trip, dude. It was so crazy, it was amazing.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of moments like that where it's just like. But I usually have, like, headphones in with music.
Oh, yeah,
too, you know
where
what
you
mean?
Got your life soundtrack or those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that all the time. And then there's other, there's bad ones, moments like that too, where you're just like driving and you're like, just not even, you're just driving, dude. You're like on autopilot.
Right.
And then you realize where you are. And you're like, oh fuck, there was like six stop signs. I wonder
did I go through them?
Yeah. Because I don't remember stopping at all.
Right.
I remember looking at this cloud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I've done that a lot. I remember I ended up, I was at my mom's house and I was just like, oh my, like, I don't remember even looking at the street once, dude. I was like looking at the sunrise and birds and shit. Yeah. You know? I was like, fuck.
Reading billboards and shit.
Singing songs, looking around, biting my fingernails. Yeah, this is romantic, bro.
What is this?
This is Luther Vandross.
I never got into him.
Well, I have the, like, let's see what it's called. The Here and Now. It's the Soul, Body and Soul compilation.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few of those.
Yeah.
If you don't know me by now, you will never, 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 never. How annoying is that?
I know, huh?
Pretty annoying.
But see, that brings the youth back to you. You'll feel better now that you've been annoying to someone. You know what I like doing?
What?
Just ignoring people. Or, like, they'll tell me a story, and I'm like, I haven't been listening the whole time that you've been talking. They get so mad, dude.
I bet.
And then it's way funny.
Yeah.
Because their story's just, like, it's not a really important
story. Well, who do you do that to?
Oh, a lot of people at
Co-workers?
Work. A lot of people really? At work, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because they'll think the story is so amazing, or, you know, like, I give a fuck about what they did at work, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care, dude. I don't care how your day was. Really.
Yeah.
But we're not like that. We're not friends like that.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're boring me.
I feel like you're telling me this right
now. Oh, no, not you.
I know, but...
But you don't tell me about work stories that are dumb, like fucking, oh, and then I busted my ass and I did this, you know?
Oh, I hate that.
It's those kind of guys. They're fucking, I did this, and because I did this, the entire world is saved. Because
usually the people that talk about how hard they work are the laziest motherfuckers alive.
Yeah, but I'll just cut them, like... Just mumble shit while they're telling me, like, I don't really care about what you're talking about. And then they'll, like, they give you that look, like, you're a rude person, you know? And then I'll just be like, right now, whatever you just said, I didn't hear it because I was thinking about when I get home, I'm going to go there to Five Guys hamburgers, and man, those are good. And,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
They get so mad.
You were mainly with dudes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that suck?
No, because they're all mostly... They're not... I don't think dudes are the same as they used to be.
Mm.
Like, let me explain. Like, these are male humans.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they... I think a lot of people have...
No balls?
Too tender of hearts now. They can't take jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, nobody likes to be teased. I mean, these are older guys, too.
Oh, really?
Older than me. It's like, you should know. Well, you know, but they think of their childhood as like, oh, yeah, that was terrible when we used to tease each other and have fun. You know what I mean? And laugh and you know, play grab ass or whatever. You know, when you're a kid, you just... Push, you know, we played hits for how many fucking years?
Oh, a lot.
Hits and then punches, just punching in the face. Yeah. It's like, that's fun shit to do when you're dudes, you know? And it's not like we were extreme, like Guido fucking beating the fuck out of each other and anything, wrestling constantly.
Right.
But we like, to pick on each other is fun, you know? But dude, these guys are just like constantly, I'm like, this is supposed to be like typically a pretty manly job.
Right.
And you guys are such pussies. It's insane and fucking disgusting how badly. Like, okay, here's an example. There was one specific person. We were friends. And it was when I was smoking and I finished my cigarette. And I said, hey, buddy, what's up? And I flicked my cigarette at his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And it bounced off. And he was like, whoa, what did I do? I'm like, what do you mean? What did you do? He's like, what's with the, you know, like all butthurt right. about it. Uh-huh. I'm like, are you on butt fire? Hurt. Are you on fire right
now? No pun intended.
Oh yeah. Butthurt from the cigarette butt. Ka-chang. I was like, why are you all butthurt? And he's like, well, God, dude, what did I even do to you? I was like, are you funny. On fire right now? Like, did that hurt you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like physically?
Huh.
But, yeah. And it was butthurt about it. Seriously.
That's funny.
I was like, God damn, sorry.
Well, bro. I work with mainly women, mm-hmm. and they're all elderly Mormon women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll be joking too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like joking in a rude way, but just like, haha, I'm clever and cute.
Right,
way,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like how you would joke with them?
Right.
Older
with
woman?
An older lady, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times they're like, yeah, huh? You know?
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, now I have to explain the joke.
Right.
It's not funny anymore.
Which makes it work. It makes it terrible. Yeah. 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 You just
wow,
can't win.
I haven't heard that shit for a while.
Sublime. Mm-hmm. We overdid this too. I think mm-hmm. we overdid this more than we did our any drugs or alcohol intake.
For sure.
Bob Marley too.
Yeah.
Too much Bob Marley and Sublime back in the day, dude, I think.
I'll send it to you later, but it's this guy's tattoo. It's Jimi Hendrix. It's a really good portrait of Jimi Hendrix, and this is Bob Marley.
Oh, no way. Oh, that sucks. That's
I love funny. Going online looking at, like,
bad tattoos.
That's, like, my favorite thing to do.
Well, do you ever watch that Tattoo Nightmares or whatever?
Uh-uh.
It's not as good as it could be, I think. But they do reenactments
oh.
that are very...
I hate reenactments.
Very overboard. But I think most of the stories are fucking fake. Like, every time I watch it, it's like, how'd you get that? Tell me about your tat, bro. And they're like, oh, yeah. This guy had a tattoo gun at a party. And he's like, well, what did he charge you? 2 fucking chicken sandwiches from Hardee's or whatever, you know?
Right.
It's like, no, that didn't fucking happen. Or I got jumped and woke up with a tattoo. It's like, really, dude? Would somebody, like... If I was a tattoo artist, there's no way I would ever be like, let's beat up that guy until he's unconscious, and then I'm going to work. I'm going to take 2 hours out of my day to fuck this guy up. You know what I mean?
Use up my ink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sterilize my needles and fucking waste my fucking latex gloves and, you know, angle myself over his fucking passed out body. It's so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
But it really could be... I think if it was like a...
Is it an internet show or is it on TV?
No, it's on like A&E or some shit like that.
All that. Most of those reality shows are fucking all...
Oh, yeah.
Totally fake.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a reenactment one, so...
Yeah. Yeah. The reenactments are ridiculous, too.
Is it ridiculous. Like the... what is that one? 50 Ways to Die or 100 Ways to Die or... You ever watch any of those?
Oh, the, like, 50 stupidest criminals and shit like... Or, no. What is it?
It's 100 Ways to Die, right? I used to watch that, and it was a bunch of reenactments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty...
Yeah, way ridiculous.
Kind of like that.
Or, like, the one... It's the hospital one, too, where, like, life in the ER or some shit, and they do reenactments.
Oh, okay.
And it's always like, Doctor, my eyeballs in my hand! And then some guy... And he's like shooting blood out of his fucking head.
What about the celebrity ghost stories? Did you ever watch that I sent you with Vince Neil?
Oh, yeah.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, I did watch that. Oh, that was fucking ridiculous. That guy.
Was horrible.
Can I tell you, dude, that fucking band. Like, kids, don't ever put anybody on a pedestal, dude.
Oh, no.
You'll just be disappointed the rest of your life. That band, dude, I had him so fucking high up on in looking up to him and shit.
Yeah.
And everything that they've done from the year I fucking was just madly in love with them guys.
Right.
Has just been a fucking drooping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just straight downhill, dude. It's like, oh, God, just stop it.
Well, doesn't it kind of make you feel good, though, that you're cooler than your idols from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching...
Well, even some of, like, the real people that we used to look up to, too.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, God,
always.
Like, why did I?
I'm always reminded of, like, ugh. You know? Like, huh.
Yeah, what the fuck was I thinking? Why the fuck did I think he was so cool? Whatever.
I think that's just probably growing up, though.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, one of the first times thinking, like, Motley Crue is a like piece of shit, or just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah,
is Tommy Lee was getting his haircut by Nikki Sixx. Nikki Sixx is like, "Did your wife usually do this?" And Tommy's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Did she say, 'God damn it'?" Do you remember that footage?
I don't remember that.
I don't know what video it was on, but I was just like, Jesus, fuck.
Right.
I like these guys right. that much.
Well, you know? It's always watching them in the in like when they're all together, too, and they're like, dude, bro, dude. And watching that shit, like, it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably say dude and shit a lot, too, bro.
We do.
Dude, but bro, it's not as fucking bad as them, bro.
Then she say, God damn it.
He fuck. Sounds just like him, dude.
Jesus.
That's so fucking funny. I remember, I think it's when they're filming Anarchy in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki goes in the back and they're all doing like the hairspray and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki goes like he's backstage and he just like puts his hands on his lap. Uh-huh. And he's all, like freaking out, just doing weird noises.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, what the fuck, dude? Get back on drugs. You guys are fucking lame, man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Did you ever see that interview? It was right after they kicked out Vince Neil.
And where they're calling him a fat ass and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the interviewer says something about hairspray, girls, and motorcycles or something like that. He's like, and Nikki's like, what the fuck? We're not about hairspray, girls, or motorcycles. And he takes off his microphone and throws it down. And then, like, when he says that, they edit in, like, him on a motorcycle, him spraying his hair, and fucking, you know, him around strippers. You know, it was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, we're serious grunge now or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, those type of bands, they needed to stay where they were having fun. Like, that scene died, dude. They should have just went down with it, you know?
Right.
Not tried to fucking be all, oh, now we're deep and meaningful. It's like,
dark.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Man. No. Yeah, that's crazy shit. Well, dude, we're about an hour. Do you want to plug your Create 01 again real quick?
Yeah, let's go March 2nd at 7 o'clock, Create 01. 3955 South Highland Drive. It's at Cocopelli's Coffee. We're going to have art. We're going to have acoustic music. We're going to have like prizes, Simply Sushi cards. I'm working on a painting right now that I'm going to donate. It's a pretty big painting.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get I don't know if it's going to look good, but you might get a big painting for a buck.
Nice.
And Broovies gift cards.
On those donation ones, you just get, everybody's just donating, they just throw one in a pile, and so whoever gets it gets all of them, or is this one specific?
One specific, yeah. Hmm. So we'll have like a box in front of each painting, and it's a dollar for a raffle ticket. So if you really want a painting.
And that, and all that money goes to the dude?
Yeah.
I'll give you a painting tonight when you go.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right. Not that I'm going to continue painting by any means.
Yeah.
Maybe I should dig out that aardvark picture.
Yeah, I like that, dude. It's pretty cool.
It's funny because I was going through, I'm cleaning my shit, you know, around here, and I found this folder and I was like, oh, this is all my stuff from like junior high. Dude, I found like a bunch of old fucking football cards, Chicago Bears football cards. I got like Walter Payton.
Yeah.
I got that Jim McMahon that me and you fucking fought over.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Okay. It was like maybe 1980.
Did you put my head in sand?
No.
1986,
87.
Yeah.
And it's a Jim McMahon football card.
Okay.
And I said, I'll trade you so-and-so. I don't know who it was. But you gave me the Jim McMahon.
Uh-huh.
And then you changed your mind.
Uh-huh.
You're like, no, I want it back. And I'm all, no. And we both had a corner of it.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, try not to fuck it up, but we ended up bending it, you know, in one corner. Yeah, it's still bent and shit.
And you ended up with it?
I ended up with it, yeah. I think I probably pushed you down or something. But, yeah, I still have that. So I'm looking through all this shit.
That dude's fucked up now.
Is he really?
Bad.
On what, drugs?
No, from head injuries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his girlfriend has to, like, his girlfriend has him write down in journals every day because he forgets
who
she is every day. She says he'll stand in the kitchen with his keys in his hands for, like, hours.
Not knowing what the
fuck's
going on.
Not knowing where he's
going
to go. Wow,
that fucking sucks.
He has to take pictures of her every day. Yeah. So the next day he's not like, who the fuck are you? You know? It's like 51st dates.
Wow.
With Adam Sandler.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. Well, that's why there's been a lot of NFL players committing suicide and shit now. And they got like little notes saying,
They're shooting themselves in the chest so they can do brain.
It's
insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But that's when football was good, too.
Yeah.
Which sucks, you know? Yeah. They were beating the living shit out of each other.
Well, now the dudes are so huge.
Well, there's so many players. They get out. Yeah, it's a different game, dude, if you ask me. Anyway, I'm going through all that shit. Jim McMahon, that's where we got in that card. Anyway, so I'm like looking at that. I'm like, oh, man, me and Jeremy fought over that shit.
Wow.
And then I had, I'll have to tell you his name later, but he gave me 2 Michael Jordan cards, 1 rookie Michael Jordan.
Wow.
1, I think, first year.
It's Michael Jordan's birthday today.
Yeah, it is, huh?
It's 50th birthday, right?
I'm not sure.
I thought that's what I read on Twitter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's cool.
Seems about right.
Walter Payton. Anyway, so I have all this shit from when I was a kid.
Right.
And then I'm looking at these folders, and I've got, like, school projects, like English papers and shit. You know,
yeah.
Just reading these stupid short stories. And then the article that was written about us in high school, Milk and Cookies.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it say I was the drummer or something?
No, it didn't even include our drummer in it.
Oh, it didn't?
And then it interviewed Rob, and it said, Rob Albrecht says, these guys are better than Poison, and that's no lie.
Oh, really?
Some shit like that. So funny. Anyway, so there's all those art projects and shit, and there was a picture of an aardvark. I don't know why.
We were in high school? Still in Milk and Cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Embarrassing, huh?
Yeah.
I think it was, I graduated being in Milk and Cookies, bro.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
Yeah. I guess you would have,
because
you're 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, I mean, thank God. Honestly, thank God, like, we never played, like,
high school dances.
And shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because they would have just fucking booed us and, like, probably beat the fucking shit out of us.
Well, I remember going to high school and, like, meeting, because in middle school, we were the only ones in a band.
Right.
And then you go to high school and you meet other people that are in bands
mm-hmm.
and, like, listen to their shit and be like, oh.
Yeah, that's, wow.
They wrote a song.
I guess guitar lessons really do pay off. We had hoop dreams, bro.
Yeah.
We had fucking hoop dreams.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we'll end that with being embarrassed being in that band as I graduated. That's no wonder I never got fucking laid, dude. Like, I'm in a band, really? Yeah, check out my cassette. All right. God bless the children of the beast.